Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is A.J. Boyajian, who's one of the owners of A.J. Rose Carpets and Flooring. A.J., how you doing?
Good. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. We've talked before. One time we interviewed because one of your three stores is near the Boston Marathon, and I interviewed you about that. But you're also an NFA member, and you're in the news today because Armstrong has called out that in 2015, you were their gold elite dealer. You seem to be doing some things right up in the Boston area.
Yeah, we were very thrilled to have received that award.
And so you have three stores, and a little bit of background. We've talked about this before, but the name of your store is your father's initial and your mother's name, right?
Exactly. So my father's initials are AJ, and my mother's name is Roseanne. So my parents started the company in 1977, and my brother and I have been running it for probably about 15 years now.
Yeah. And you've added some stores since you've taken over. You decided to expand some.
Yep, exactly. Okay. We had the one store, now we have three. Yeah. Exactly right.
For Armstrong to name you as an elite dealer, obviously you're fairly loyal to them, as are most NFA dealers. But tell me some of the things you're doing that you think makes you successful.
Well, I think in terms of the elite partnership, with the Armstrong Elite program really helped propel us into hard surface, and we were always a big carpet house really before we teamed up with them, which was in 2012. Since then, we've seen tremendous growth hard surface-wise, so I think the award came as a result of our growth, our product mix of what we're selling. We sell a wide range of their products, you know, rather than just stocking one or two products, we're selling a really broad mix of it. And then also what we're doing online and how that coincides with what they're doing, and how kind of when we're combining our platform with theirs, it's really helping the program even more. So the Elite program has been tremendously beneficial to us, and it's really been driven through the internet and the leads that we're getting and then our ability to convert them. So I think when you combine all those things, our business has been great with them, our product mix has been great, and our internet presence.
Let me talk about this partnership for a minute, because most people know the internet has replaced the Yellow Pages. So as consumer gets online and they're looking for a resource to buy their flooring, and being aligned with somebody like Armstrong means that they're looking through their site and click on Find a Dealer, you're one of the first sites that comes up. So that's pretty important in the whole partnership, isn't it?
It's a little more than that. They're really doing an excellent job of driving traffic to our website to our store. Once that happens, it's a matter of us converting it. Just getting them to our website is only half of what needs to be done. Then we got to have to try to figure out how to get them in the store and convert them to a customer.
Yeah. You've really focused in that area. As a matter of fact, in our June issue, we have singled you out. We're doing a review of digital marketing that's working. So we featured you as part of that because you've actually diverted about half of what you spend from your promotional budget, and you're spending it with digital marketing, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about how you're making that work.
We do a broad range of things online. I guess it really stems first with the search engine optimization we're doing, the SEO. We do a lot of pay-per-click, and we have a digital marketing company that works with us that helps us maximize all of those campaigns, and really, particularly with the SEO, because they're the experts as to how to, you know, maximize us organically online. And then we're doing a lot of remarketing, which is where the banner ads, when somebody's been on our website, then they'll follow the customer around if they leave our website and try to serve them banner ads to get them to come back to our website. Mm-hmm. That's been pretty successful. And we work with a lot of the online companies and review sites such as Angie's List. We've been with Angie's List since probably 07 before anybody really ever heard of it. So we have a very strong presence on Angie's List. And Angie's List is very big in our area. I know it's not as big in every area, but in our area, Angie's List, the brand name is pretty powerful, and consumers are really going on there to try to find home improvement experts. And then, you know, websites like Yelp and some of the other review sites, we try to focus on first servicing the customer correctly and then second getting them to hopefully write a review about us. So that, amongst other things, when you combine all those, that's the basis for our digital marketing strategy.
Mm-hmm. So let me mirror what you just said, because some of this might be new to our listeners. Remarketing, most people know if they've gone to Amazon and they've looked for an item, whether it be, you know, a martini shaker or whatever it might have been, and then they go on Facebook, and then all of a sudden they get all these ads over on the right-hand side showing martini shakers. That's called remarketing. And so you're actually doing that in the flooring business, right?
Yes, we are. That's exactly right.
And apparently the cost of exposure is minimal as it compared to pay-per-click per se, right?
Absolutely, yep.
And this company that you engage with, is that just a firm up in Boston, or are they a specialist in flooring?
No, they are a local Boston company. They just kind of specialize in retail, and they're right down the street from us.
So you use pay-per-click, you use somebody to help you with your organic search, which is called SEO, search engine optimization, and you've also focused on these online reviews. And, you know, some people, Angie's List, obviously, people know that, but some people have been a little negative about Yelp because if you get a negative review, it's hard to get it taken off. Have you had any experiences with that?
Yeah, I mean, Yelp is very difficult because they have a review filter that's pretty random. They'll filter reviews, and sometimes it'll make sense why they filtered it, sometimes they won't, and they probably want you to think that because then people can't guess or try to get phony reviews up there and guess their system, therefore figuring out how to get them to stick on there. So they've got a very difficult review filter system to deal with.
Yeah, okay.
And we've had experience with that, but it's just a matter of trying to respond to the complaints and trying to turn those customers into a happy customer.
All right, one last question I think is key to some of this whole digital marketing. Some people say that works more for younger people. Do you think the demographics of your business leans more to younger people, or is everybody using online now regardless of age?
I think pretty much everybody is, regardless of age. And I think every year, statistics will show you more and more people are using it, even the older population. I mean, it's the future of how people are going to be finding companies to do business with. I mean, certainly there's a role for the other traditional mediums, but every year the Internet just gets more and more traction. I mean, I think that's probably pretty obvious to state that. But certainly the younger demographic is online more than the older demographic. But, yeah, I mean, my parents are in their 70s, and they use the Internet. I think it spreads across everybody at this point.
The other 50% of your promotional budget, where do you spend that on traditional media?
We do a decent amount of direct mail. We do a lot of magazine ads, like the local design magazine publications. Yeah. That's pretty much the bulk of it. I mean, it's mostly online and then just different print mediums. You know, we don't do any television and we don't do any radio. Those are the two big things that kind of surprise people when we tell them that. But we currently aren't doing either of those right now.
But you're in an expensive marketplace for those two mediums as well, right?
Very, yes. Yeah. Everything's expensive in our marketplace. Yeah.
All right, so just year-over-year growth, if you don't mind sharing, how much up are you this year versus last year?
This year was our best year ever by far, and the previous year was as well. So percentage-wise, we were up 15% in 2015. And year-to-date this year, we're up about 10%.
All right, AJ, appreciate you sharing some time with our listeners. Again, been talking to AJ Boyajian, who's one of the owners of AJ Rose Carpets and Flooring, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.